HP starts the week with a new CEO and a whiff of scandal.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good Monday morning to you. I'm Bill Radke. Hewlett-Packard is trying to reassure investors that it's still the same company, even without CEO Mark Hurd. Hurd resigned on Friday after a scandal involving allegations of sexual harassment. Analysts pointed out the company doesn't really need a management search right now while it's in a tough technology fight with the likes of Apple. And HP stock lost 10% in aftermarket trading on Friday. Marketplace's Jeff Horwitz joins us live with an update on Hewlett-Packard. Morning, Jeff.
Hi, Bill.
So it's a new week, and HP has a new CEO. Who is Catherine Lesjak?
Lesjak was HP's chief financial officer, still is, as a matter of fact. She's taking on the CEO job on an interim basis. As the CFO, she's got kind of a real green eyeshades kind of reputation, which is what Hurd was known for, being a numbers guy. And over the weekend, Lesjak's been reaching out to reporters and financial analysts, trying to reinforce that Mark Hurd was only one person. HP isn't going to slow down one bit. Those are her words.
And how did she find herself having to take over?
A woman HP hired as kind of an event coordinator accused Mark Hurd of sexual harassment. The company investigated, and it didn't find harassment, but it did find that Hurd had doctored expense reports for dinners with this woman. The HP board called it a profound lack of judgment.
And Jeff, what is the risk to Hewlett-Packard here?
Well, Hurd had a solid reputation as kind of a boring but effective guy who really stabilized HP. On his watch, they became the world's top computer maker, passed up Dell. But HP had already projected slower growth ahead, and now they've got a CEO search on their hands. The interim CEO, Lesjak, says she's not interested, but there are a number of company insiders who could very well take off if they don't get that top job.
Okay. Marketplace's Jeff Horwitz. Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome.
And Jeff mentioned there that HP's stock was harassed by investors after hours on Friday, down 10%. Should be interesting to see where it goes when trading begins today. Stocks in Europe are up solidly this morning, more than a percent. Asian markets were mixed. Doesn't seem to be too much angst there over unemployment in the States. On Friday, the government said American jobs are still slow to come back, and the Dow lost 21 points, closed at 10,653. Well, patching is in the news big time. Apple says it has completed a security patch to stop cyber criminals from hacking into the operating system for iPhones and iPads. And tomorrow, Microsoft holds what techies are calling Monster Patch Tuesday. The company will supply 14 security fixes, repairing almost three dozen flaws. Marketplace's Janet Babin has that.
The 34 patches are for glitches in Windows, Internet Explorer, Microsoft Office, and Silverlight. This matches the record-setting number of fixes Microsoft released in October of last year. The patches help prevent hackers from tweaking computer programs to get at valuable user information. Daniel Bricklin co-created the first computer spreadsheet program and runs the company's software, Garden. He says users shouldn't be too troubled by these fixes. He says all complex software has bugs and vulnerabilities.
In the tech sphere, we like to know that our developers are looking for the bugs and are not only admitting them, they're fixing them.
Bricklin says the reason for the large number of glitches is that Microsoft is patching up programs that didn't exist a few years ago, like Vista and Windows 7. The more programs, the more bugs. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality.
Latest evidence that college sports are lucrative? The NCAA recently signed a broadcast deal for almost $11 billion. And that industry is balanced precariously on the backs of young athletes. Just like most kids, college players make mistakes. And thanks to the internet, mistakes can now last forever. Here's reporter Sally Herships.
Kevin Long makes his living collecting bad words. He keeps a list, 450 of them to be exact.
Well, you've got the George Carlin words that you can't say on TV, anything that deals with violence, sex, drugs.
You know, words like those expletives gave Long an idea. He founded a software company, U-Diligence, which monitors college student social media. But not just any students, college athletes. Schools pay due diligence between $1,500 and $5,000 a year to flag updates, tweets, and posts with racy words. When young players stumble online, their questionable judgment can be seen by enough viewers to fill a stadium.
In this new day of social media, employees, students, and athletes are quickly finding out it's better to keep your thoughts to yourself.
We have learned more about a UT player who is kicked off of the football team.
Sources tell Fox 7 he posted a racial slur on his Facebook page.
So more and more schools are keeping tabs on their team's social networking. Athletes allow themselves to be monitored, so it's perfectly legal. And over two dozen schools use due diligence. Joe Favorito does sports marketing for the pros. He says money from athletics can reach all over campus, funding scholarships, art, and music. It can't afford sloppy student situations.
They're selling sponsorships. So you can become the official bank of the University of Texas, or you could become, you know, the official insurance company of the University of Delaware.
And Favorito says crisis management is expensive. It can run $20,000 to $25,000 a month to clean up a school's reputation.
It's like insurance. If you don't have insurance and you have something catastrophic happen to you, you always pay a lot more in the end.
Due diligence CEO Kevin Long says it's not just schools. Athletes are at risk, too. They've got their futures to think about. So he gives this advice. He calls it the mom rule. If you're not okay with your mom reading it, seeing it, or getting it in a text, think twice before putting it out there. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And finally, a few years ago, the chairman of Ford Motor Company, Bill Ford, announced he would not accept a penny of salary or a single stock option until his company started making money again. Well, Ford's board has decided the company is on solid ground and Bill Ford will now get paid. Retroactive to 2008, his back pay adds up to about $15 million. Ford's union says its members expect to share in those profits, too, when contracts come up next year. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.